Welcome to Fueled by Grace. Thanks for dropping in on this episode of the podcast, and so excited we're here at the end of another year, 2021, winding down in just a couple of days. Can you believe it? It really seems to me like this year has gone by pretty fast. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for another year, and hopefully, perhaps we won't be having to deal as much with the coronavirus as we have in the last 2 years, prayerfully asking that God would take that thing away. And I know that you would like that as much as I would. But today I want to talk to you about something very simple that I believe will help you in 2022. It will help you navigate the year to help it be the best year that you have had in a long, long time. It's a very simple, simple thing. In fact, it's just one tip, and I'm going to share that with you in just a second, but I can't move forward without thanking you for sharing the podcast, for all of you who have been faithful to listen and to tell your friends, maybe, you know, copy the link and send it in a text or an email to your friends. Thank you so much for helping spread the word about God's great love for you. People need to hear that. You might not know it. You might not see it. They might not tell you. But I can guarantee you that people that you are close to, they need to know that God loves them. People everywhere are dealing with challenges, whether it's the virus or just the whole disruption of life as we have known it. For 2 years now, our lives have been disrupted, and people need to cling to something, and that something is God's great love. So let's dive right in, shall we? And, you know, at the beginning of a year, it's commonplace for people to make resolutions. I've done it. Yeah, I quit doing it because, you know, like most people, February rolls around and, you know, I have not been very faithful to do what I had written down, you know, as a resolution. So I stopped making them. And you know what? It's not a bad thing to have goals. It's not a bad thing to set goals and have things that you would like to accomplish, you know, by a certain time in the year or by the end of the year. But this can be so disheartening and frustrating, really, when you get to a place where you look back and you see, well, gee whiz, it's April. You know, I was supposed to lose 15 pounds in the first quarter of the year. That was one of my goals, one of my resolutions. And, you know, I've gained 5 pounds. How many of you have gone through that? You know what that's like. And so you just beat yourself up and you just get a little discouraged. And I understand, I've been there. You know, you put down, I resolve that I'm not going to spend as much money on Uber Eats or DoorDash. And you get your, you know, whatever it is you use to track your spending. And all of a sudden you're like, golly, I've ordered out more than ever before. And I had resolved not to do that. What in the world? It's hard to keep resolutions, folks. In this day and age especially, it's challenging. You know, a lot of people, having said that, a lot of people are naturally more goal-oriented, more disciplined. If you've ever taken a personality profile, you know that one of those personalities is inclined to goal setting and inclined to hitting those goals. And most of those personalities are people that are also successful in business and driven. And so maybe we need to borrow some of that personality type for our own lives so that we can make realistic goals and hit them. But I'm telling you that that is not how to have a really, really good year. That is not how to make 2022 one of the best years you've ever had. Because it's just not. I've known people who are driven and they're natural goal setters. And what happens is they hit those goals and then they're not happy. They're unfulfilled. And so they have to set more goals and hit those in order to be happy. And so, you know, the wheel goes round and round. So what is it? Something is missing. And folks, something is always going to be missing unless the love of God is your primary motivator, your primary focus. That's what it's all about. As believers, as people of God, knowing and becoming more aware of God's great love for us is the key. And I just spilled the beans, didn't I? Okay, I'll go ahead and tell you. The key to having 2022 be one of the greatest years you've ever had is to lay everything else aside and become more and more and more committed to receiving God's great love for you. Now, that's not a legalistic thing. That's not a works thing. You don't have to write down goals to achieve that. In fact, I would encourage you not to. Some of you might already be thinking, okay, let me see. I'll read my Bible more. I'll go to church more. I'll give more. I'll work in the nursery more. And no, that's not what it's about. It's about receiving, and it's about rest. You see, in Hebrews chapter 4, the Bible says very clearly that there remains now a Sabbath rest for the people of God. And unfortunately, most of the people of God are taught that being a successful Christian is a legalistic, works-oriented, performance-based lifestyle. And you have to do this, and you have to do that. And it's sad, because there are so many believers in the Lord Jesus Christ who are unhappy and they're unfulfilled because they can't seem to get it right. They can't seem to hit their goals. Well, golly, I was going to read my Bible every morning at 5:30 a.m. and I just can't get out of bed. And now, you know, I know God's disappointed with me. And you see, every time we put God's favor or God's pleasure with us as something contingent upon what we do, well, we're doomed to fail and we're doomed to think that God doesn't like us or that he doesn't love us. And you see, God is not the one calling you to all of these works. He's not the one calling you to do these things to try to make yourself assured that he loves you. What is he calling you to do? He's calling you to rest. Can you believe it? He's calling you to receive. You know, if I brought you some presents, let's say I had wrapped, well, you don't want me to wrap them, but if, let's say I had gotten my daughter to wrap some presents and they looked really nice, and I brought them over to your house to give them to you for Christmas. And before you receive them, you're like, well, here, Mark, let me fix you something to drink. Here, let me make you dinner. Can I go over and mow your grass? That would be ridiculous. You're supposed to just hold your hands out and take the gifts that I brought to you. Receive the presents. That's what's normal. And then you open them and you go, wow, thank you. And that's the whole process. And that's what we are supposed to be doing as believers in the gift and salvation that God has given us. Simply receive, just like you would a Christmas present, or a birthday present, or an unexpected gift. Receive it, and rest, and enjoy it, and be thankful for it. These are not things that require, quote, doing, or having a to-do list. You just receive God's great love for you. And I know that this may run very contrary to what you are often taught in your church, that we have to do this and we have to do that. And the biggest thing is centered around sin. And your local church across America has so many, I should say churches, local churches across America, they are filled with so many well-intentioned pastors and church leaders who have received their instruction either through seminary or Bible college, or it's been handed down to them, you know, generationally or from the previous pastor or whatever, and they adhere strictly to the denominational bullet points of what we believe, so to speak, and you know, they are just teaching all they know. And so all across, and I'll just say America, there are believers who are being taught that you have to confess your sin daily to stay in relationship with God, or God will withdraw himself from you if you sin. And it's like we're being taught that we serve a schizophrenic God that doesn't know whether he loves us or not. And I want you in 2022 to break free from all of that. Break free. Be free in Christ. Break free from the legalism and the wrong teaching. I just have to tell it like it is, folks. And you may disagree with what I'm saying, and that's okay. But search the scriptures for yourself. Read the Bible and find out what does it say, what it doesn't say, okay? Because there is a freedom awaiting you if you will just be bold enough to say, I'm going to listen to what Pastor Mark is saying, and maybe he's telling me the truth. And maybe that'll set me free and set my Christian life soaring through the atmosphere like a rocket headed to the moon, just fired up, zooming through space. You have this walk with God that is incredible, and you're not doing a thing. Isn't that amazing? Oh, it doesn't make any sense. Wait, Mark, I've got to do. That's what I've been taught my whole life. No, you don't have to do. You have to receive and just believe. Believe that God loves you, and receive his love and rest. Hebrews chapter 4, there remains now a Sabbath rest for the people of God. And God is calling us to receive his great love. You see, folks, there is so much to learn and so much to unlearn. But let's tackle one issue, okay? And I believe this will change your life. In Jeremiah talks about how, the heart of man is not good. So it is, and I touched on this in our last podcast, but it is so easy to preach on Sunday morning and get wound up and tell a gathering of 200 or 300 or 200 or 3,000 or 20 or 30 saints of God, or even 2 or 3, well, you know, the Bible says that the heart of man is wicked. The heart of man is wicked. And as people that God has created, we are wicked because we have sin in our hearts. And we need to repent. And we need to come before the altar and ask God to forgive us of our sins. And we need to ask God to cleanse us. And we need to confess our sins. And all of a sudden, man, you've got a crowd worked up. And you got people going to the altar. And it all sounds so good. But if you're preaching to a people who have been born again, you are telling them something that is absolutely not true. What? Yes. What you should be preaching is this. You know, it says in the Bible in Jeremiah that the heart of man is wicked, but praise God that the Bible says, God says, I will make a new covenant with you, and I will put a new heart in you, and take out your heart of stone, and give you a heart of flesh. And you have a new heart, and you have a heart that is pleasing to God, and you have a heart that does not sin and cannot sin, because you are a new creation. And the Bible says that all things have passed away. All things have become new if you are in Christ. And so you don't need to spend your time confessing your sin to get yourself right with God, because Jesus took your sins on the cross and you are forgiven and you have been raised. You died with Christ. Paul said you were crucified with Christ, but nevertheless we live. It's not us, but Christ lives in us. And we have been translated into the kingdom of God, out of the kingdom of darkness, into the kingdom of his dear son. And now you are seated with Christ in heavenly places. And so it's not about sin, my friend. It's about the love and the righteousness of God that he has given you. He has made you righteous. You are now the righteousness of God in Christ, and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And the love of God will never leave you, and God will never leave you. You see the difference? You see the difference? Believers have so much more to be taught, but in so many churches, they are just roped up like wild horses and led into a stall, and the gate is put behind them, and believers are in that stall and they can't get out. They are stuck in a place where they are told they have an evil heart and they need to repent and they need to feel bad about themselves. But you know what? And I believe it's Micah, it says they will break forth like calves coming out of a stall. And have you ever seen a calf that gets let loose? Man, he is wide open. And I'm telling you that there's coming a time, I believe strongly, that God is going to set this gospel, this truth, that we are forgiven and that we are new creations. And he's going to set that truth flying through that stall. And it's going to be like fire catching hold from one believer to the other. And all of a sudden that stall door is going to burst open and we're going to come flying out of there like wild calves, free, set free from the bondage of legalism, set free from the bondage of having to do to please God. Listen, you can't do anything to please God. Did you know that? Did you know that? It says without faith, it is impossible to please God. So what do we need to do to please God? We need to believe. We need to receive his love. And if you want to have the best year that you've ever had, one of the greatest years that you've ever had in 2022, I will tell you the key. Simply believe that God loves you. Believe it every single day. Believe it every night before you go to bed. God, I thank you that you love me. And you know what, God? Sometimes life is hard. In fact, right now I'm going through a hard situation, but I will not doubt you, God. And God, make me more aware of your great love for me. Father, may your love for me just explode in my heart. And when you wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror and you tell yourself, God loves me. God loves me. And you take your coffee and you look up at the sky and you say, Father God, I thank you that you love me. And you do this 365 days and nights, and I will tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt, your life will change. And I'm not saying that there's something you have to, quote, do. I'm just saying, believe it. Receive it. And when you start doing that, you can't help but talk to your Father, because you know he loves you. You know he's not mad at you. You know he hasn't withdrawn himself from you because you've done something wrong. No, you know that you are in Christ and you are forgiven, and that yes, you are going to do things that are wrong because you live in a body. And read Romans where Paul talks about sin is in our members. And so as long as you are in a body, you're going to sin. But you can thank God that your heart is pure, that you are in union with the Spirit of Almighty God, and that you are in a fellowship with God that can never be broken. You do something wrong, you say, Father, I thank you for your great love for me. I thank you that Jesus died for my sin. And I thank you, Father, that you have not left me. And so, God, right here, right now, I thank you for your love. I thank you that I have a new heart and that I'm in union with you and that you love me and that you care about me. Thank you, Father God, for your great love. Thank you that you have forgiven me because Christ died for my sins. Oh, what a life. What a life. What a life. Folks, I'm telling you, the power of God is on my words in this message. And I want you to listen to this podcast several times and get it into your awareness and into your spirit and into your subconscious and into your conscious mind. I just need to receive the love of God. That's how I have a great year in 2022, because God loves you and it's there for you. And just like me handing you a Christmas present, that's what God is waiting for you to do. Just take it. Just receive it. Just believe it. Just take it. Believe it. God loves you so very much. And we need to know that in these days of coronavirus and political things that are going on and rising inflation and going to the store and there's empty shelves. Folks, we need the anchor of knowing that God loves us. So receive it today. And I promise you, you will have a great year. You will have a blessed year. You will have a fantastic year as every morning and night you just talk to your Heavenly Father and you thank Him so very much for His great love for you. And you have a smile on your face when you go to bed and when you wake up in the morning, you know that even though you've got challenges at work, your Heavenly Father loves you and He has not left you. Well, as we close today, I'd like to pray and, you know, I want so much for you to be encouraged. I do. I do these podcasts for one reason. I want you to know that God loves you, and I want you to know the truth of the gospel. I want you to be set free from legalism and performance-based Christianity. And I want you to share this with others so that they will be set free also. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for your great love for us. Thank you that you care about us, you love us, that your word promises nothing can separate us from your love. And so, Father, I pray that you would help us have a great year in 2022. Help us to receive your great love, to be more aware of your great love than ever before. We pray these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. Well, folks, thanks for listening. And please share this episode. I think it's important. I think it'll set some people free, and I think you'll be blessed in return as you share the good news of God's love with your friends and family.